Chris Freiberger of the Michigan Department of Natural Resources wants to remove dams from the Kalamazoo River to restore the natural habitat.
Not only do we stick this barrier in place and it stops fish from moving upstream from reproducing, they can't get up to the critical habitat, it can throw off their whole life stage for everything, for all the reasons that these fish need to move.
Many of these dams aren't used for hydropower anymore. They're old and brittle. The American Society of Engineers says dams have an average lifespan of about 50 years, and all of the dams the DNR owns on the river are past retirement.
The real interest on the part of the department was to actually remove these structures. That was the intent when the dams were taken over, was to remove them. But it became very complicated because of the contaminants behind the dams from the paper waste from upstream.
The DNR has been spending roughly $15,000 a year to maintain each dam, patching leaks and making temporary fixes on a structure waiting to break. Mark Mills of the DNR says if the dams fail and the PCBs float down the river, the DNR could face a serious lawsuit. Steve Hamilton is president of the Kalamazoo River Watershed Council. He says the biggest threat PCBs pose to humans is when they eat contaminated fish. And despite several signs and advisories against it, Hamilton says people do eat the fish, even in Portage Creek.
And this is the creek that is involved in a time-critical removal action because of the discovery just a couple of years ago of very high contamination in the sediments. You can find people up and down the river, from Battle Creek all the way down to Allegan and beyond, that regularly eat the fish. You won't get sick that night from eating the fish, or next week. You know, the health effects that might be produced are something that would come from a long time period of repeatedly eating the fish, and it may be very subtle, and it could take the form of developmental problems in your children and things like that. So
neurological issues also,
right? And even hard to, you know, your symptoms may never get linked up to the exposure to the PCBs, you know, which could have been years ago or over a very long time period.
To avoid liability, the DNR has to hold the dams together until the Environmental Protection Agency decides to remove the PCBs. The EPA helped remove one dam in Plainwell in 2007, but that was a time-critical removal action. All of the other dams have to go through the slow Superfund cleanup process. The Superfund site is broken up into seven areas, stretching from the city of Plainwell all the way to Lake Michigan. In an email response, the U.S. EPA said the remedial investigation, or the game plan for about half the river, could take up to 4 years. And that's just the investigation. Mills says the initial negotiations on the Plainwell Dam took 2 years.
There, from those 2 years or so of negotiation, it was 3 years of field work to complete the actual remediation project. So they did one side of the river 1 year and the other side the next year, and then final work, I believe, the last year, which included taking out the water control structure and some of those temporary structures that they had to put in place. So it was 3 years of work, so almost 5 years.
Mills says the dam that's in the worst shape, the Trowbridge Dam, is so far down the river that the EPA won't even be able to look at it for many years to come. The good news is, Mills says the EPA will likely make the dams a priority if the DNR has the cash to remove them. The bad news, finding the money has been tough. Mills says funders want results. For example, the DNR applied for money from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration through something called the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, but was turned down.
They love the project. They think it's a great project. But unfortunately, the question came up, if we pay through this grant to put that water control structure in, how many years is it going to be until that water control structure comes out and you have a free flowing river? And we said, at this point in time, we don't really have the answer to that.
Progress may seem at a standstill, but Steve Hamilton has this advice.
Well, local community support for this is really important. It does influence the thinking of the federal and state agencies and the companies involved. So if people become educated about this and regularly express their desire to see this problem fixed to their elected officials and to the EPA and the DEQ, it's more likely to be high on their list of priorities.
For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.